Victor Echo 3, Delta Alpha Charlie on the DMR, Canada Hub, Dr. Freezer 217, calling CQ on Canada Hub.
Station calling on Canada Hub, go ahead. This is Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa, go ahead with your call.
Call Victor Echo 3, Delta Alpha Charlie. Victor Echo 3, Delta Alpha Charlie. Calling Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa.
Yeah, very good. You're coming in loud and clear into Halifax. What's the weather condition in Ontario? Over.
Breeze Charlie, light breeze. I'm just sitting here at a park. I was looking to activate another local park earlier, but that park is busy with a very loud, noisy concert event going on today. So, moving on from there. I'm just sitting here having an ice cream and figured I'd come on and say hello, see if anyone's on.
Yeah, very good. Well, we'll keep it, but acknowledge your call. And the name here is email, by the way. I spell Echo Mike India Lima, located in Halifax, Nova Scotia. Enjoy your ice cream and stay safe and be well. One Echo Papa, portable clear.
Yep, 73s. Here, Echo 3, Delta Alpha Charlie, listening on the side here.
Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Lima.
Victor Alpha 7 Sierra Lima, Victor Echo 1 Echo Papa. How you doing, Scott?
Hello, Emil. I'm well. You got your balloon all figured out? Did you see that link I sent you? Those are some great balloons to buy, by the way. They're not even that much money. And they're what you want. They're exactly what you need.
Yeah, I think I'm not sure if it's you or Adrian that sent me the my possibilities at 600 or 700 feet. I'm probably going to get like 120 to 200 kilometers. But you know, Scott, I remember back in the 80s, I was in Moncton and in the Hammond Plant repeater here. I was able to hit it even with 25 watts. Of course, back then they had the repeater up almost 300 feet. On the new tower, we're only 150 feet, so that probably made the difference. So it's a possibility I may be able to reach Moncton or Yarmouth on 700 feet.
Oh, I'm sure it is. But I want to point out something to you. Even on a relatively calm day, your balloon isn't going to be straight up and down. It's going to be on an angle. And it could be on as much as a 45-degree angle. And, you know, remember your Pythagorean theorem from high school or elementary school or wherever we learned that. You're going to get up 700 feet, you might have to let out 1,000 feet, or even more than that, maybe even as much as 11 or 1,200 feet, depending on the wind. So just keep that in mind. You might not quite get there unless you really, you understand what I mean? Just even the slightest breeze will push that balloon down range. And you won't be vertical.
Yeah, well, the ground crew I have, they're watching for the wind drift and all that sort of stuff. And, yeah, that's all calculated, actually. I gave him the weight of the string and the weight of the payload and the balloon, and he actually going to give me the angle of the angle that it'll probably be. But if it's any amount of wind, I don't think we'd be lucky if we get halfway up there. But I'd be glad when Adrian gets back. We're gonna put an APRS on that as well, so we'd be able to see on APRS what actually the actual elevation is. But that'll be a month from now before I get that going. Over.
See what it felt. Well, NZ, he's actually flying today. He's on his way back as of probably now, I think. So he's started his journey to the home but native land. Good. Well, I was curious, what are you using for the radio? Is it just a disassembled handheld, or what do you got on it?
Yeah, it weighs 300 grams. It's the November Charlie one that I picked up that Adrian had mentioned, and it works well. It works really well, actually.
Oh, good. That's the TYT radio?
I don't have it in front of me, but I think that sounds right. Yes. Over.
Good. Yeah, they work. It's funny, though, when you get up to altitude, you start getting these weird ker-chunking sounds. Every time we did it, it happened, but it's not. It just sounds funny. It doesn't cause any kind of interference. You can talk through it constantly. Just when you stop talking, you hear this click, 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 click. We replicated it. We went up the top of Seymour Mountain here in Vancouver, up several thousand feet, 3,000 feet or so, and we replicated it. It doesn't happen at ground level. It only happens at altitude. It's the damnedest thing. Anyway, you'll have lots of fun with that. And so when Adrian gives you the APRS, are you going to let it go free, or you're always going to have it tethered?
Oh, no, no. I think once we get everything set up and get the program on board, we'll probably let it up. I have an aircraft crew person that's looking after the aircraft situation, one for the weather, and one for safety and all that sort of crazy stuff. Takes a few hands to put out a good launch there without having any challenges. Over.
Oh, you're building yourself a good team. That's great. Well, Annette's about to start here shortly. I'm going to get a haircut. My daughter's getting married today, so I'm going to get my pregame haircut here. I'll check into the net in about half an hour. I don't remember who's doing the net today, but I thank all of you guys who are in the background, Kevin, whoever else, for looking after the background today, squashing bugs. And I will talk to you guys later. VE1 Echo Papa, VA7SL.
You say there's a net on today. We're only Saturday, Scott.
Oh, for Pete's sakes, of course, there's no net today. What am I thinking? That's how turned around I am with this wedding. It's not a huge wedding, but it's a good-sized wedding. Spent her a couple hundred. And anyway, I got a house full of girls getting their makeup and hair done, and I'm out here getting my hair cut to get away from it for a while. It's in peace and quiet. But I do have to go in and get my hair cut, so I'll talk to you later. VA7SL.
Yeah, all the best there, Scott, and congrats, that's for sure. One Echo Papa Portable Clear, we're monitoring the dashboard.
VA4CJP, a field day site, or anybody, at field day site, this is V5RJM. I'm on my way. Get ready for the meeting there. likely one of those screen tents there with a table there and a chair. See you in a couple of minutes. The 5RJM is clear.
This is Victor Alpha 5, Alpha Kill Mike, calling. Anyone know anything about a job or how to get a job in this town? Or no, yeah.
Last station calling, you want to give me your call, Victor Echo 1, Echo Papa.
Yeah, that was Victor Alpha 5, Alpha Kilo Mike.
Victor Alpha 5, Alpha Kilo Mike, all I could suggest to you is to move to Halifax. Lots of work here, over.
Fair enough, take off how much out here are you?
Victor Alpha 5, Alpha Kilo Mike, you're a little quick on your mic there. It takes 2 seconds before we hear all what you're saying. You want to try it again, over?
Yeah, for sure. As I was saying, you're not from Regina, you're from Halifax, am I correct?
That's affirmative, my friend. That's affirmative. I think most operators are at their field day operations there now, trying to get set up for field day. Over.
Yeah, that sounds about right. I know he's about to go down here, see if I can.
Yeah, very good. 7-3, and good luck on your endeavors. 1 Echo, Papa, Portable Clear.
Thank you very much, Via 1 Echo, Papa. This is Victor Alpha 5, Alpha Kilo Mike, 73.
Victor Alpha 5, Whiskey X-ray monitoring.
Victor Alpha 5, Whiskey X-ray, this is Victor Alpha 5, Alpha Kilo Mike.